Assalamu alaikum all, and welcome to another episode of the Optimize Muslim podcast. I just needed to make a quick video and show you something that I think is a good illustration of an idea that I always talk about, and that's that we should be proud and practicing members of our faith, and that means that we shouldn't hide or run away from discomfort or being put in awkward situations. Nowadays, especially in this culture, there's this aversion to awkwardness, right? There's a pause in a conversation, or you say something that's slightly outside of the realms of kind of normal dinner table conversation, and then it's like, oh, you've gone into the awkward zone. As Muslims, we shouldn't be afraid of that. We know what our priorities are, right? This isn't to say that you don't do da'wah with wisdom, and that whole argument about wisdom in da'wah and the principles and maqasid behind it and all the rest of it, right? But this is just to make a point, in that we shouldn't be scared, and we shouldn't be compromising on our deen. And we all have incidents like this in our daily lives. If you're working and not living in a cave, and you're in day-to-day life, part of the dunya, you're going to come across times where you can perhaps let things slide, you can perhaps take the easy way out, you can perhaps avoid saying something because you don't want to look awkward or whatever else. But we should take it upon ourselves. Now, I know not everyone's going to do this, probably about less than 5% of people, but that's kind of the core audience, or a select part of the audience behind this project, to kind of give more confidence to those people, to those amongst us as well, rather than just the generic reminders that appeal to those kind of on the gateway of practicing and whatnot. So here is an example from Moeen Ali, who's a cricketer for England in the UK. He's probably one of the best cricketers in the world. And there's just this clip that I came across of him where he and Adil Rashid, another England cricketer, both Muslims obviously, they jump off the stage when the rest of the team are celebrating a victory. And I think there's a number of lessons that we can take from that. That was the clip, and you see what happens, and there's a number of lessons that we can get from that. Most of the time, now that video has got, I think, 600,000 or 700,000 views, and there's a reason for that, and there's a reason why people like this, Muslims like this, they respect it. It makes you feel good. It kind of, I don't know, if you love the deen, seeing things like this, public acts of adherence, public acts of discipline, public acts of da'wah. Same with Khabib Nurmagomedov, right? Why people love him when he says on the stage, Alhamdulillah, I know you don't like this. Alhamdulillah, this and the other. Ramadan is number one for me. Because it shows someone at the pinnacle of a field where they don't need to do this. And aside from not needing to do this, there's probably more pressure on them not to do it. So it benefited them financially, career-wise, and in a lot of other ways if they didn't do it. But they still do it, which shows courage. Courage is one of them qualities that everyone respects. I think that's my theory on the reason why this kind of gets a lot of appeal and respect from amongst the Muslims. Now, going back to the Moeen Ali video clip, there's a number of lessons. On the one side, you can take lessons that this demonstrates to the youth. You might think, oh, it's just a clip, and you watch it and carry on, think nothing's happened. But this sets a message to the younger Muslim kids that are watching. It shows them that, look, the heights of whatever their chosen path or endeavor is, reaching the heights is possible without having to compromise your deen and what you deem is important in your life. That's the key message behind it. Now, you can break that down further, because it also shows that they are they're not isolated, right? They're not being ostracized. They're still part of the team. They're respected members of the team. They're respected to the extent that no one has an issue with them doing things like this. It also shows that ultimately the outcome matters, in terms of the results matter. If you're acting in a way that whatever you're doing is aligned with the performance objectives of whatever team you're part of, or whatever organization you're part of, right? Then regardless of all these little things, or what you think are little things, the main thing is how much value you're bringing to the team. So in this example, it shows that they are still valued members of the team. But when the time comes and there's something that goes against the dean, they're willing to take a stand, maybe look a bit awkward, maybe get a few laughs from people that don't know what they're doing. They're willing to do that for the sake of staying true and staying firm on those principles. The lessons that it sends out to people is that you can strive to do whatever you want, but you don't have to sacrifice or make excuses, or as they say in Urdu, agar magar, if this happened, that happened. Oh, I thought this would help if I mixed in with them here, and I thought if I sacrifice this here, it'll help this. You don't have to do none of that. Stay firm and you'll get more respect anyway, and you'll be closer to the dean. You'll feel better about it. You'll have a better feeling in your heart about it. And it's a virtuous cycle. You're never going to regret it. So that was the message for today. If you do think this is beneficial, like, share and subscribe. I hope you like my new set, upgrading it slightly. Alhamdulillah. So assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Optimized Muslim podcast, self-development for the Muslim, using practical tools, tips and ideas distilled from the best of modern science and self-help filtered through the lens of a Muslim, helping you improve in faith, happiness, wellness, productivity, psychology and much more. The aim is to help uplift a generation of Muslims. Become a supporter by visiting optimizedmuslim.com or patreon.com/optimizedmuslimproject.